请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Red is a color.
红色是一种颜色。
Blue is another color.
蓝色是另一种颜色。
Green is the color of grass.
绿色是草的颜色。
Yellow is bright like the sun.
黄色像太阳一样明亮。
A circle is round.
一个圆是圆的。
A square has four equal sides.
一个正方形有四条相等的边。
A triangle has three corners.
一个三角形有三个角。
A rectangle is like a stretched square.
一个矩形像一个被拉伸的正方形。
Black and white are colors too.
黑色和白色也是颜色。
Pink is light red.
粉色是浅红色。
Orange is a mix of red and yellow.
橙色是红色和黄色的混合物。
A star has five points.
一颗星有五个点。
Shapes can be big or small.
形状可以大或小。
Colors make things beautiful.
颜色使事物美丽。
Blue sky and green grass are lovely.
蓝天和绿草很可爱。
I like red and yellow colors.
我喜欢红色和黄色的颜色。
Can you name the shapes?
你能说出这些形状的名字吗？
Yes, I can.
是的，我能。
Good job.
干得好。
Mail is a way to send letters and packages to people.
邮件是一种发送信件和包裹给人们的方式。
People write letters by hand or type them on a computer.
人们用手写信或在电脑上打字。
After writing, they put the letter in an envelope.
写完之后，他们把信放进了信封里。
Envelopes keep letters safe during mailing.
信封在邮寄过程中保持信件安全。
If someone sends a package, they use a box or bag.
如果有人寄包裹，他们会使用盒子或袋子。
The post office helps to send letters and packages safely.
邮局帮助安全地发送信件和包裹。
People pay money to the post office for these services.
人们为这些服务向邮局付款。
The money is called postage.
这笔钱被称为邮资。
Sending a letter needs a stamp on the envelope.
寄信需要信封上的邮票。
A stamp shows that postage is paid.
一张邮票显示邮资已支付。
People put the address of the receiver on the envelope.
人们把收件人的地址放在信封上。
The address helps the post office send letters to the right place.
地址帮助邮局将信件发送到正确的地方。
After sending, letters travel through many places to reach the receiver.
寄出后，信件通过许多地方传递到接收者手中。
The receiver gets the letter and reads it with happiness.
收件人收到信并开心地阅读它。
Sending packages takes more time than sending letters.
发送包裹比发送信件花费更多时间。
Some packages are heavy and need special handling.
一些包裹很重，需要特殊处理。
The post office tells customers about special costs for these packages.
邮局告知客户有关这些包裹的特殊费用。
Using mail is easy and helps people stay connected.
使用邮件很容易，并帮助人们保持联系。
The TV show, Timeless, has gained many fans over the years.
电视节目 Timeless 多年来赢得了许多粉丝。
People from different countries watch Timeless every week.
来自不同国家的人每周观看 Timeless.
The program tells stories that touch the heart.
这个节目讲述触动人心的故事。
Fans often share their feelings about the episodes online.
粉丝们经常分享他们对剧集的感受。在线上。
Recently, street interviews were conducted to learn more about its popularity.
最近，进行了街头采访，以便更多地了解其受欢迎程度。
Many people expressed how Timeless helped them in difficult times.
许多人表达了 Timeless 在困难时期如何帮助了他们。
The show's theme music is also very popular with fans.
该节目的主题音乐在粉丝中也非常受欢迎。
Some viewers create fan art inspired by the episodes.
一些观众创作了受剧集启发的同人艺术。
The producers of Timeless listen carefully to fan feedback.
Timeless 的制作人在仔细聆听粉丝反馈。
They want to improve the show based on viewers' suggestions.
他们想要根据观众的建议改进节目。
Every episode covers different topics that interest people.
每一集涵盖不同的主题，这些主题吸引人们。
In one episode, a famous actor shares his personal story.
在一集中，一位著名演员分享了他的个人故事。
This episode received many positive reviews from critics.
这一集收到了许多评论家的积极评价。
Some fans organize watch parties to enjoy new episodes together.
一些粉丝组织观看聚会来一起享受新剧集。
The success of Timeless shows how good storytelling connects people.
Timeless 的成功展示了优秀的讲故事如何连接人们。
Every season, the producers aim to surprise and inspire the audience.
每个季节，制片人都旨在让观众感到惊喜和启发。
Fans wait eagerly for each new episode to air.
粉丝们急切地等待每个新剧集播出。
The impact of Timeless on culture is clear and lasting.
Timeless 对文化的影响是清晰而持久的。
The Diddy legal case has sparked heated debates across various media platforms.
迪迪的法律案件在各种媒体平台上引发了激烈的辩论。
Many experts have analyzed the implications of the case on entertainment law.
许多专家已经分析了该案件对娱乐法的影响。
The controversy stems from allegations regarding contract breaches and financial disputes.
争议源于有关合同违约和财务纠纷的指控。
Journalists have highlighted inconsistencies in the testimonies presented during trial.
记者强调了审判期间呈现的证词中的不一致之处。
Legal analysts argue that the case will set a precedent in similar future lawsuits.
法律分析师争辩说，该案将在类似的未来诉讼中树立先例。
Opinions remain divided among fans and critics regarding the fairness of the proceedings.
意见在粉丝和评论家之间仍然存在分歧，关于程序的公正性。
Social media platforms have amplified the discourse surrounding the trial, often with biased viewpoints.
社交媒体平台加剧了围绕审判的讨论，常常带有偏见的观点。
The legal team representing Diddy insists that all contractual obligations were fulfilled.
代表 Diddy 的法律团队坚持认为所有合同义务都已履行。
Experts emphasize the importance of contractual clarity to prevent such disputes.
专家强调合同清晰度的重要性，以防止此类争议。
The media's role in shaping public perception has been heavily criticized for sensationalism.
媒体在塑造公众认知中的作用因耸人听闻而受到严厉批评。
Several commentators warn about the dangers of misinformation during high-profile trials.
多位评论员警告关于高调审判期间误导信息的危险。
Legal scholars debate the implications of the verdict for future contractual litigations.
法律学者讨论判决的影响。
The financial consequences of the case could affect multiple stakeholders involved in the industry.
案件的财务后果可能影响涉及该行业的多个利益相关者。
Public reactions have varied from support to condemnation depending on the source.
公众反应从支持到谴责各不相同，取决于来源。
Legal proceedings continue to attract significant attention as new evidence surfaces.
法律程序随着新证据的出现继续引起重大关注。
The case underscores the complexity of contractual relationships in the music industry.
此案强调了音乐产业中合同关系的复杂性。
Critics argue that the trial reveals systemic issues within the entertainment business.
评论家认为审判揭示了娱乐业中的系统性问题。
Legal reforms have been suggested to improve clarity and accountability in such cases.
已提出法律改革以提高此类案件的清晰度和问责制。
Ultimately, the Diddy legal case continues to be a significant topic of discussion in law and media.
最终，滴滴法律案件在法律和媒体中持续成为一个重要的讨论话题。
Law and justice have been central themes in human society for millennia.
法律和正义在人类社会中成为了千百年来的核心主题。
Different legal systems interpret these concepts in diverse ways.
不同的法律体系以多样的方式解释这些概念。
The study of jurisprudence provides critical insights into these variations.
法学研究提供了对这些变异的关键见解。
Principles such as fairness, equity, and retribution are often debated.
诸如公平、公正和报应等原则常常被辩论。
In common law jurisdictions, precedent plays a pivotal role in shaping outcomes.
在普通法辖区，先例在塑造结果中起着关键作用。
Civil law systems, contrarily, emphasize codified statutes as their primary source of law.
民法体系相反地强调以法典化法规作为其主要法律来源。
The philosophical foundations of justice extend to moral and ethical considerations.
正义的哲学基础扩展到道德和伦理的考虑。
Different cultures prioritize various aspects of justice based on historical context.
不同的文化根据历史背景优先考虑正义的各个方面。
Restorative justice models seek to repair harm rather than merely punishing offenders.
恢复性司法模式旨在修复伤害而不仅仅是惩罚犯罪者。
This approach contrasts with retributive justice, which focuses on proportional punishment.
这种方法与报应司法形成对比，后者关注于比例惩罚。
International law attempts to harmonize diverse legal norms among nations.
国际法试图协调各国之间多样的法律规范。
However, enforcement issues often impede consistent application of these principles.
然而，执法问题常常阻碍这些原则的一致应用。
Legal philosophers debate whether law should embody strict rules or flexible standards.
法律哲学家们辩论法律是否应该体现严格的规则或灵活的标准。
The rule of law is fundamental in ensuring fairness and equality before the legal system.
法治原则在确保司法系统前的公平与平等方面具有根本性意义。
Judicial independence is essential to prevent corruption and uphold justice.
司法独立对于防止腐败和维护正义至关重要。
Emerging legal challenges, such as cybercrime, demand innovative frameworks for justice.
新兴的法律挑战例如网络犯罪要求创新的司法框架。
Ultimately, the quest for justice remains a dynamic dialogue between diverse societies and their laws.
最终，追求正义仍然是在不同社会及其法律之间进行的动态对话。
The Diddy trial has captivated public attention due to its intricate legal complexities and high-profile nature.
滴滴审判因其复杂的法律复杂性和高调的性质而吸引了公众的注意。
Legal experts argue that the ramifications of this case could redefine jurisprudence in the entertainment industry.
法律专家认为，这起案件的影响可能会重新定义娱乐产业中的法理学。
At the heart of the accusations lies a convoluted web of contractual disputes and alleged misconduct.
在指控的核心是一个错综复杂的合同纠纷和涉嫌不当行为的网络。
Media outlets have extensively debated the ethical implications, often sensationalizing details for public consumption.
媒体渠道广泛讨论了伦理影响，常常夸大细节以吸引公众消费。
The presiding judge meticulously reviewed evidentiary submissions, underscoring the trial's legal rigor.
主审法官仔细审查了证据提交，强调了审判的法律严谨性。
Defense attorneys contended that the prosecution failed to establish a coherent narrative, citing inconsistencies in witness testimonies.
辩护律师辩称，控方未能确立连贯的叙述，引用了证人证词中的不一致之处。
Conversely, the prosecution maintained that the evidential corpus unequivocally demonstrated culpability beyond a reasonable doubt.
相反，检方坚持认为，证据总体明确地证明了超出合理怀疑的有罪。
Observers noted the trial's impact on public discourse surrounding celebrity accountability and the law.
观察者记录了审判对围绕名人责任和法律的公共话语的影响。
The media's portrayal has often been criticized for prioritizing sensationalism over substantive legal analysis.
媒体的描绘经常因优先考虑耸人听闻而非实质性的法律分析而受到批评。
In-depth commentaries highlighted the broader socio-legal ramifications that transcend the immediate allegations.
深入的评论强调了更广泛的社会法律影响，这些影响超越了即时指控。
Legal scholars are dissecting the precedents set by this case to inform future jurisprudential frameworks.
法律学者正在剖析本案所确定的先例，以启示未来的法律框架。
The dichotomy between public opinion and legal fact has fueled intense debates on media ethics and judicial integrity.
公众舆论与法律事实之间的二分法引发了关于媒体伦理和司法诚信的激烈辩论。
Contemporary analysis emphasizes the necessity of separating factual evidence from conjectural media narratives.
当代分析强调了将事实证据与推测性媒体叙事分开的必要性。
Furthermore, the interplay between celebrity culture and legal accountability underscores complex societal dynamics.
此外，名人文化与法律责任之间的相互作用强调了复杂的社会动态。
The trial's outcome will inevitably influence legislative reforms and public perceptions of justice.
审判结果必然会影响立法改革和公众对司法的看法。
Ethical considerations entwine with procedural rigor to shape the overarching narrative surrounding this landmark event.
伦理考虑与程序严格交织在一起，以塑造围绕这一里程碑事件的整体叙事。
Ultimately, the Diddy trial exemplifies the intricate balance between media influence and judicial process.
最终，迪蒂审判体现了媒体影响与司法程序之间的复杂平衡。
Stakeholders await the final verdict with bated breath, aware of its far-reaching consequences.
利益相关者屏息以待最终裁决，意识到其深远的后果。
This case will assuredly serve as a pivotal reference point in the annals of celebrity legal drama.
此案必将成为名人法律剧年鉴中的关键参考点。
Future discourse will inevitably reflect on the nuanced interplay between fame, justice, and media representation.
未来的话语不可避免地反映出名誉、正义与媒体表现之间的微妙相互作用。
Hence, advanced legal studies must incorporate lessons from this trial to enhance critical legal pedagogy.
因此，高级法律研究必须结合此审判的教训，以加强批判性法律教学。
Such a multidimensional case exemplifies the vital necessity for interdisciplinary approaches to legal education.
如此多维的案例体现了跨学科方法对法律教育的重要必要性。
In sum, this trial will persist as a paradigmatic case study in legal academies worldwide.
总之，这次审判将在全球法律学院作为典范案例研究持续存在。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。